Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, scattered rain and snow showers today, cloudy with a high near 37 degrees, breezy with a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the late afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than half of an inch possible. Tonight, scattered snow showers mainly before midnight, cloudy with a low around 20, blustery with northwest wind gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New snow accumulation of less than half inch possible. Saturday, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 35. Breezy with northwest wind gust as high as 34 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 15. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 34. And in the news for today, at a hearing of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections Thursday that included further Republican conspiracies about the 2020 presidential election, an attorney for former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman said that the election can't be decertified. For months, Gableman has been conducting a partisan review of the election, searching for evidence of misconduct or widespread fraud that would prove Republican conspiracies that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. Earlier this month, Gableman suggested in a report that the legislature should look into decertifying Wisconsin's election results, which numerous recounts, audits, lawsuits, and investigations have affirmed was won by President Joe Biden. The legislature's nonpartisan legal staff said decertification is an impossible and unconstitutional legal maneuver, though that hasn't stopped figures such as Gableman and right-wing gubernatorial candidate Tim Ramthan, a Republican from Campbellsport, from pushing for that action. That, according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. On Thursday, Gableman's own lawyer, James Bopp, who has represented Gableman in a number of cases that challenged the former justice's authority as the special counsel for the state assembly's investigation of the 2020 election, told legislators on Thursday that Gableman's ideas to decertify was impossible and pointless. In local news from the Vernon County Health Department, COVID-19 cases in the area increased over the past week, according to data released on Thursday. Community spread was rated as high, with 24 confirmed positive tests reported and 3 new hospitalizations with 2 new deaths from complications due to the virus. Statewide COVID cases continue to decline. The 7-day average of new confirmed cases reported at 315 on Thursday. The average of new reported deaths is 9. 58 counties have high disease level and 14 counties have medium activity level. The number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized is shrinking in Wisconsin, as is the number of patients in the ICU. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.